Everyone is determined, I must kill. Duryodhana was determined to kill Bhim, and Bhim was determined to kill Arjuna. So when they did not listen to the instruction of Baladev, then Baladev left the place. He went to Dwarka back. Of course, Krishna was there, because Krishna was to give hint to Bhima how to kill Duryodhana. So Duryodhana, by the blessings of his mother, his whole body became iron-like solid. So by beating by the Bhima, it was not easy. So the story is that Gandhari, the mother of Duryodhana, she was a great chest woman. Because her husband was blind, she used to remain as blind woman, covering the eyes. But she had some power, chest woman. Anyone who stick to the regulative principles, he gets a power, spiritual or material, gets power. A brahmachari gets power if he follows brahmacharya. Everyone, if we follow the prescribed rules and regulations, automatically you become power. So, Gandhari had some power. So his eldest son, Duryodhana, was advised to see the mother naked. She advised, "My dear son, tomorrow morning when you come to offer your obeisances to me, you come naked, I shall see you, and you will be solidified, just like us." So she was going naked. The Krishna saw, so he asked him, "Where you are going?" "And this is it. I am going to see my mother." "Well, how is that? You are going naked. At least you have some langota. This is not good." So he took the instruction of Krishna and covered the private part with the langota. And when Gandhari saw, she saw that she was not fully naked. So she regretted, "My dear son, I asked you to come before me naked. Why you have got this?" "No, Krishna advised." Then she began to smile that my attempt is failure. So Krishna knew it. That part which was covered, that was not turned iron. The other parts turned into iron on account of seeing by Gandhari. So in this fight, Krishna hinted Bhim, that you strike here, that part is not ironized. Although it is against the regulative principle to strike the opponent party below this waist, Krishna advised, unless you transgress this law, you cannot kill. So he was struck below the waist, and he was not killed, but his waist was broken. Therefore it is said, "Vrikodhara vriddha gadhabhimans." But then he died.